Okay, ready?
Whenever you are.
Okay. So we are on today's Daf Samach, the 60th day of Vesechta Shabbos. We are on, on Daf Samach, we're on the fourth line where it says Rava Amar. So really, what we're discussing is, we are discussing a Kasha. We're in the middle of Kasha. Let's go back for a minute. The kasha is, let's go back to Nun Testament days. The kasha is that the Mishnah said that a woman cannot go out with a ring if it doesn't have a chosam, right? If it doesn't have a signet, she can't go out with it. And if she does go out with it, she's putter anyway because it's a tachshit. And the reason why she can't go out with it is because it's a gzera. Maybe she'll take it off and show it to her friend. That's what our Mishnah said, which implies that if it doesn't have a signet, she can't wear it on Shabbos, right? She can't wear it on Shabbos if it doesn't have a signet, but she's not chayav achatos because she's going to take it out. She were afraid. It's a gzeira. Why can't she wear a ring on Shabbos? Why can't she wear a ring? A ring is considered a tachshit. It's jewelry. It's something that women wear. Why can't she wear it? It's a gzeira. We're afraid she's going to take it off to show her friend. That implies that if it has a tachshit, that if it has a signet, then what's the story? Then she's chayav achatos. Even worse, right? Ha yesh aleha chosem chayaves. She's chayav achatos. Alma, what do you see from here? That if a ring has a signet, it's not a tachshit. That's the implication of our Mishnah, right? Very simple, very simple. The problem is that there's a Mishnah in Kalim that says not like that. There's a Mishnah in Kalim that says, Tachshite Noshim Tanein. Tachshite Noshim can become Tamei. Tachshite Noshim can become Tamei. Okay? The Elu Hain Tachshite Noshim, what are Tachshite Noshim? What are these jewelry that can become Tamei? What are they? They're katlos, which is a choker kind of necklace. Nizamim, rings. Nizamim are nose rings. Tabos, rings. The tabas, a niz ring. Bein sheyesh aleha chosim, bein sheein aleha chosim. It doesn't matter if it has a signet or not. Whether it has a signet, whether it doesn't have a signet, it can become tamei. Now our Mishnah said that if it does have a signet, she's chayav chatos. Why is she chayav chatos? Why is she chayav chatos? Because it's not a tachshit. It's not a tachshit. It's pure carrying. It's a stira. So yesterday we gave the first answer, right? That was a complicated answer about it was two different people. Now up to Rava Amar. Rava Amar. Rava's answer is litzdadim katani. The Mishnah in Kalim was not saying categorically that a ring that doesn't have a signet is not a tachshit for a woman. With Dazin Katami, it was speaking in different stages. In other words, yesh aleha chosem, if it has a chosem, tachshit de'ish. It's a tachshit for a man. And can also wear a ring. Especially in those days, they wore a ring with a signet. Ain aleha chosem, if it doesn't have a chosem, tachshit de'isha. Then it's a tachshit for a woman. It's not a kasha at all. Our Mishnah said that if a ring doesn't have a signet, then it's a what do you call it? Then if a ring doesn't have a signet, then a woman shouldn't carry it because she might take it off. But if it does have a signet, she's chayav achatos. Why is she chayav achatos? Because it's not a tachshit for her. That's right. It's a tachshit for a man. That's exactly what the Mishnah and Caleb said. That's the second answer. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, third answer. Third answer is that Mishnah in Kalim, whether or not a signet is Makabel Tumah, is talking about Tumah. Here, we're talking about carrying. From a carrying on Shabbos. Says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Tumah a Shabbos Karamis? You're comparing Tumah to Shabbos? They have nothing to do with each other. They could have different rules, right? Tumah, when it comes to tuma, kli ma'isa amarachmana. The Torah said that a kli has to, in order for something to become, it has to be a kli. Is a ring a kli? Yes. Does it make a difference if it has a signet or not? No. What's the difference? A kli is a kli. Yes. A woman doesn't wear a signet. Why not? Because in those days, women did not conduct business. So it'd be a little funny for a woman to have a signet ring. What does that have to do with Hilchas Tumah? Nothing to do with Hilchas Tumah. Shabbos, Mishum Basoya Marachmana. The whole issue is, are you carrying? Are you carrying? Again, jewelry is not considered a burden. However, unless Ein Aleha Chosim, if it doesn't have a signet, Tachshit, it's a jewelry. Women wear jewelry all the time. Since the dawn of men, women are wearing jewelry. Now, there's a gzera, they shouldn't wear jewelry, they might take it off to show their friends. Yesh Aleha Chosim, but if it does have a signet, women don't wear that. Women don't wear that. Masoi. It's considered a masoi. And therefore, you're carrying. That has nothing to do with Hilchas Tumah. Nothing whatsoever. Not related at all. Okay. Then we said...
Racham. There's no issue wearing a derech malbush. Like, does that make it less of a masoi if you're like wearing it on a ring the way it's ordinarily worn? Like, why isn't that going factor in? Why is it chatas? Like,
Because there was something that you didn't wear. We're going to get to that later. Let's say it's cold outside and you wear a scarf.
Yeah.
Is that a masoi?
No.
What if you wear five scarves? What if it's 90 degrees outside,
okay,
and you're wearing five scarves because you really want to transfer them to your neighbor's house?
Right. Okay. So that is.
Might be different, right?
Yeah.
It's a garment. The answer is, you see already what's going on. We're going to get to that later. There's a Gemara in the next few days. There's a Gemara that what do you do if you have a fire in the house? There's my chlokas telling what you do. Some say you try to put on as much clothes as you can, save as much clothes as you can. Put on 10 pairs of shirts, 10 pairs of pants, get them out of the house. Others say you can't do that. And that's going to come into play over here about extra gugadim that, you know, I don't need to wear. Nobody wears three shirts, right? So that might be gemasi. Shirts are a normal thing to wear. Yeah, not three of them. But we'll get to that. We're going to get to that. It's a good question. Now, the next thing in the Mishnah said that you can't wear lo b'machat she'eino nekuva. You can't go out with a machat as a needle that doesn't have a hole in it. So if it doesn't have a hole in it, what kind of needle is it? What is that? A needle doesn't... When we say a hole, we mean a spot to put in the thread. So it doesn't have the eye to put in the thread. So what is it? It's a needle. It doesn't have a thread. It doesn't have a place to put in the thread. You can't wear that on Shabbos. So l'may chazi, what's it good for? Right? Rashi says, what kind of tachshit is that? So what is it good for? Amar Yosef, hoel v'isha oreges ba sa'ira. It somehow, the woman sews that into her hair. Rashi says to keep the hat on the head, something like that. So Amalei Abaya, v'tehevi kibiris, tahora, v'tishteri. If she's keeping it in, if she's using the needle to keep her hat or her shetel on her head, Rashi says that's like some kind of garter belt that she puts on underneath her clothing to help keep her stockings up or to help keep her undergarment up. She's not taking that off to show anybody. It's a private area. She's not going to undo her whole head to show you her needle. Why can't she wear that? Right? Rashi says, it's in the Rashi of Tahora, the end of the Rashi. The kivin de l'tzniyutza avida, he, since it's done for tzniyus purposes, lo shalfu machve, she's not going to take that off and show anybody that. Bahai machat nami, l'tzniyus, the sayer, b'isha erva, right? She's using it for her hair, which is an erva. Lo mechavye. She's not going to show anybody that. I'm going to do that. Why can't she wear that on Shabbos? This needle. Why not? So Ella Tergumar of Ada Arshah, Kamed Rav Yosef, the reason is that it's considered a tachshit. Hoel v'isha cholekes b'asayra b'Shabbos. She uses it somehow to part her hair on Shabbos. Lai Chazi, what's the reason for that? Amarava, Tashel Zav Yeshla Arosha. She had some kind of tas shelzav, some kind of golden ornament in her hair. Bichol, during the weekday, cholekes ba'asayra. She uses it to part her hair. Shabbos, and on Shabbos, menicha keneged padachta. She puts it in front of her forehead, so it's not really in a tznius area. It's really exposed. We're afraid, so it's an ornament. Basically, it's used to facilitate an ornament. Basically, so we're afraid, since it's exposed, she will take it off and show her friend, and therefore she can't wear it. Okay. Okay, this Mishnah, here we go. Logetia ish, a man is not allowed to go out on Shabbos. Besandal hamasumar. Sandal hamasumar is some kind of sandal with spikes. It has spikes in it. Why not? The Gemara will say why not. Velo biyachid, bisman she'ein raglo maka. And a yachid cannot go out even with one shoe unless his foot has a wound. Why would a person go below biyachid? You can't go out with one shoe. Bisman she ain raglamaka. If your foot doesn't have a wound, why would somebody go out with only one shoe? Maybe he only has one shoe. Doesn't have two shoes. He can't go out on Shabbos with one shoe. Why not? So Rashi says, right at the bottom there, the Talmud Yerushalmi Mefarish, and the Yerushalmi explains, the lo lach shadei the toile lechavre tuse kanfe. People are going to think, where's the other shoe? Who goes out with one shoe? Where's the other shoe? He must be carrying it in his cloak. Look at this guy. He carries on Shabbos. Where's the other shoe? He's carrying it in his cloak. That's Rashi. That's what the Yerushalmi says. B'lashon Rabosai, my Rebbe said something different. Dilma mechayechei aleha. Maybe they're going to laugh at him. They're going to laugh at him. Who comes to shul wearing one shoe? Where's your other shoe? Because I can't afford a shoe. I only have one. And they're laughing. They're making fun of him. He's very embarrassed. V'shakil v'shalaf lei. He's going to take off the other shoe. It's better to come barefoot than to come with one. Right? Better to come barefoot than to come with one. U'mamtile b'dalad. You're going to forget it Shabbat. You're going to carry it home. Right? You're going to carry it home. So because they're going to make fun of you, you're going to take it off and carry it home. Therefore, don't go out with one shoe. However, but if you have a wound, sorry, then it's mutter. Yeah, you have a cast on one foot. You come to shul wearing a shoe with crutches. Nobody makes fun of you. It's obvious why you're not wearing the second shoe. Right? Which the Gemara has a machlokas, and tomorrow, which foot has the shoe? Which foot has the shoe? The one that's broken or the other one? Okay, it's the machlokas in the Gemara. But then they're not going to make fun of you. Therefore, says Rashi, that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Mishnah means. Back to the Mishnah. Below the tefillin, you can't go out wearing tefillin. Below the kameya, you can't go out with an amulet. Bizman she'eno min amumcha, unless it was written by a mumcha. Below b'shirayon, you can't go out with armor. Below b'kazda, not with a helmet. Below b'megafayim, megafayim are shin guards like boots, tall boots, armor boots. V'im yata, but if you went out with any of these, ein achayev chatos, you're not chayev chatos. So today's daf, the entire daf is going to be about the sandal hamasumar, which is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Anywhere. But here we go. Sandal, maybe it is. I don't think it is. Sandal, it's certainly not on the base. Sandal HaMasumar, my time up. What's the reason you can't go with a Sandal HaMasumar on Shabbos? What's the reason? Amar Shmuel, Shalafi Hishmid Hayu, it was a time of Shmad, it was a time of danger, Hayu Nechbon B'Ma'ara, and everybody was hiding in the cave. But Yomru, the Amru, and they said like this, HaNichnas Yichonis, if you want to come into the cave, you can come in. And Rashi says, only when no one's watching, only when the goyim, the enemy, is not watching. V'hayote al yete. But when you want to leave the cave, you can't leave. Because how are we going to know if they're watching when we're leaving? We can't see. So you can't leave. Once you're in, you're in. Till this passes, you can't leave. You're in quarantine till they leave. You can't leave the cave. Ne'epach sandalo shel echad mehem. So one guy, his sandal was turned inside out. And it looked like he was leaving the cave. Now the goyim know exactly where the cave is because they see exit footprints. The ra'u ivim, and the enemy she's going to see. The Asha of Bonalayim, then they're going to come attack. So they got all frightened. Dachaku zebezeh, they started attacking one another. Bahargu zezeh, and a lot of people died. Yosu masha hargu behem oivehem. Worse than what would have happened had the enemy actually found them. According to this answer, the enemy never found them. This was all an internal, it was a terrible thing, and they all died. That's one answer. Rabbi Lai ben Elazar Omer, no, a different thing happened. They were in the cave. Yoshvin, they were sitting there. Vishamu kol mel gabi hamara, and they heard the soldiers from outside the cave. Kisivurin hayu shabayam alem oifim. They thought, we're caught. The jig is up. They're coming in. Dachku zebezeh. They started trampling each other. Bahargu zezeh yotzi masha hargu ben oifim. And more people died had the enemy actually found them.
What does this have to do with Shabbos?
We'll get to it. Rabbi Yecheskel Amar. Rabbi Yecheskel says, the Beis HaKnesses hayu, Yoshin. No, they were sitting in shul. V'shamu kol me'achar Beis HaKnesses. And they heard the enemy from outside the shul. K'sevurin hayu shabal le'em oivim. They thought they're about to be attacked. So, dach guzeh bezeh, it was a stampede. And v'har guzeh zeh, yosim ha'ashah hargu behen oivim. And they, more people died had the enemy actually come in. Bosa Shah, at that time, Amr, they said, Al Yeti and Adam, the Sandal Hamasumar. You're not allowed to wear a Sandal Hamasumar on Shabbos. Now, this happened on Shabbos. It happened with a Sandal Hamasumar. So they made Xerah forever. You can't wear a Sandal Hamasumar. Okay? Now, what's going on? What kind of Xerah is this? So the Ritva says something fascinating. The Ritva says that if you wear a sandal hamasumer on Shabbos, if you wear such a thing, it's going to remind you of that tragedy, and it's going to take away your Simchas Shabbos. You hear that? That's why you can't wear it. It's going to remind you of that tragedy, and it's going to take away your Simchas Shabbos. You hear that, Vart? You hear that, such a Vart? Right? That's what the Ritva says. Without this Ritva, it's a very difficult Gemara. Even with the Ritva, it's difficult, but he makes it better, he makes it easier. You hear this?
According to the Ritva, it'll be Asa on Yom Tov too.
We're going to get to Yom Tov in a second. Ihachi, if so, b'chol nami litzar, then weekday also. No. Ma'isik ihavi b'Shabbos havi. But the story happened on Shabbos. So only Shabbos. Yom Tov lishteri, on Yom Tov also, it should be mutter. Right? Alam Tanan, how come we learned? So it's the Girsa issue over here. Mishalkin Bekalim Beyantav. You can send Kalim to your friends on Yantav because you're a lot of characters. Ben Tvurin, whether they're sown, Ben Jan Tvurin. Avalo Sandal HaMasumer. You can't send the Sandal HaMasumer on Shabbos on Yantav to your friend. Below Minol She'en Tafur. You can't send the Minol that's not sown. Right? Shabbos my time. Take a Kinufya. There's a Kinufya. A lot of people come to shul on Shabbos. Everyone always sees each other on Shabbos. It's a big gathering. Yom Tov Nami, Ikka Kinufya. Same thing on Yom Tov. Yom Tov also is a big gathering. So on Yom Tov also they answered it. So if that's true, then Tanit Tzibur Ikka Kinufya, Litzar, then on Tanit Tzibur you shouldn't wear this. On Tanit Tzibur, everyone also comes to shul on Tanit Tzibur. Hakam and Tzimutar then. So the Gemara says, no. Maisa Kihave B'Kinufya Yisura. When the event happened, it happened on a day of gathering when you're not allowed to do malacha. Hacha, but on a fast day, kinufi dehaterahu. It's a gathering when you're allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to do work on the tainus, you're just not allowed to eat. So therefore, it didn't asher it on a tainus, only on a Shabbos or a yantar. Right? That's exactly what I said. Because on Shabbos and yantar, it's going to remind you of the event, and it's going to ruin your simcha. On a tainus, you're already sad. So it's going to ruin your day because you're thinking about it? Let it ruin your day. You're fasting. The whole reason doesn't make sense on a tainus. That's the difference, says the Ritva. Right? On a fast day, you're in a bad mood already. It's good. Be in another bad mood. Think about the tragedy. It'll make you even more sad. That's good. On a Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's bad. I want you to enjoy it. You don't want you to think about tragedies. You hear that, Vart? And therefore, on a tainus, it's okay. Right? By the way, I once heard a Vart, you know, you're not allowed to. There's a Gemara. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that when you bench, you shouldn't have your knife on the table. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shouldn't have your knife on the table. On Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says it's not a problem because Shabbos is different. But on a weekday, you shouldn't have your knife on the table. Why not? Because there was once a person who was benching, and he came to Uvnei Yerushalayim Ircha, and of course the Beit HaMikdash was not there, and Yerushalayim was destroyed. He got so distraught, he took a knife and he killed himself. And they made a gzeira from then on. Yeah, they made a gzeira. You shouldn't eat with a knife. Don't get the knife off the table. So I don't know who I heard this in the name of, because one person, one time in history, did that to himself. So forever and ever and ever, you can't have a knife on the table?
Yeah.
Because one time in history, somebody wore these sandals and a tragedy happened. So for the rest of history, you can't wear them on Shabbos? What's the pshat? The pshat is, you're right. Only one time in history it happened. One time in history, somebody took a knife and he hurt himself because he was so distraught about Yerushalayim. And you know what the pshat is? You should feel the same way. You should feel that way. It should bother you so much. Get the knife off the table. It should bother you so much that this tragedy happened. It should bother you so much. It's going to ruin your Shabbos. It should bother you. Don't wear them on Shabbos. Put them away. Don't ruin your Shabbos. Yeah, but it only happened one time in history. That's right, and it should bother you. It's unbelievable, Vart. Okay.
Yeah, Menachem, then you can't live because I'm sure throughout history, millions of stories with a shirt, with a pants, with a yarmulke, a million, and a lot of people were killed. So I'm sure you can find anything for anything, right? You can't function that way. You know what I mean? Right?
So we don't have so many of them. It's true. A lot of tragedies happen. There's no zecher for them. You're asking a decent question. The Gemara right away is going to answer your question right now. The Gemara asks your question, really. Because the Gemara says, "Vafilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva." Even according to him, the Amar who says, "Lo asu ela b'yardein u'besvina u'b'maisin shahaya." So it's a long Rashi. We got to read the Rashi. The Rashi says like this. It's the second skinny line. What's going on there? So b'perek chomer b'kodesh. It's a perek in Chagiga. It says like this. Gabinose mechatas ve'efer chatas b'yardein u'besvina. They were carrying the mechatas, the paraduma water, and the paraduma ashes in a boat. In the Yarden, right? And Nimsa Kizayis Menameis Tachov Bekarka Asel Shal Svina. And sure enough, there was a dead body in the boat, and nobody knew. What happened to the Mechatas? It became Tame. Right? So, Vinitmu, it became Tame. Whatever, a mistake happened. The Gamar Rabbanan said over there, the Gazru, the Nedek Zera, Shalo Yavr Adam Mechatas Besvina. Don't ever transport mechatz on a boat again. Don't have to do that again. Below Al Gesher, not on a bridge. Some Rishonim, some Achronim wonder what Rashi stick that in for. Nothing to do with a bridge. All right. Below Yeshitim Al Pnei Hamayim, and don't let it go over water. Echad B'Yardein, Echad B'Shar Naharos. Doesn't make a difference what river it is. Don't ever put the mechatz on a boat again. Upalig Rabbi Chanina. He argues, but Armand, he says, no. Lo aser el b'yardin u'besvina. They only asked it on the Yardin and in a boat because that's where the event happened. V'lo b'gesher, not a bridge, b'shar naharos, or not any other rivers. Gzeira, shagazru, machaz mu'ura. When they make a gzeira because an event happened, ein lehem ligzor el me'ein hama'ura. The gzeira is only very specific. It happened in the Yardin on a boat. You know what? No longer can you bring the mechatas in the Yarden on a boat. What about on a bridge? That's fine. What about the Atlantic Ocean? That's fine. So whenever they have a gzeira, it's very limited. So says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Vafilu chenevet Akiva. Even according to him, the Amar, lo asu ela b'yarden u'besvina u'kamaisa shahaya, he has much more limited gzeira. Only the Yarden, only on a boat, because that's what happened. Hani mili Yarden. Right? Tishani mishai naharos. That's because the Yarden is different than every other river. Avo yonta v'shabes kedadininu. Yonta v'shabes is the same thing. It's non, ein b'yonta v'shabes el ochel nefesh polvad. Really the same thing. Really the same thing. So there's no reason not to make the gzera on yonta as well, and that's the story. Amir v'damar Shmuel. this din about a sandal hamasumer lo shan el lechazek. It's only true if the nails are there. The nails are there to be mechazek the shoe. Avolinoi, but if it's there for beauty, mutter it's mutter. The kamalinoi. How many nails are there for beauty? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chamesh bezev v'chamesh bezev. Five on each shoe. Rabbi Chanina Amar sheva bezev v'sheva bezev. Seven on each shoe. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shem and Bar Abba. Az brolach. I'll explain to you. Lidi di shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan v'achas betar si yosav. There are two on this side, two on the other side, and one by the strap. So it's five. Rabbi Chanina gimel mikan v'gimel mikan v'achas betar si yosav. Three on one side, three on the other side, and one by the strap. Now, Meisve, one second. We have a braisa that says, sandal hanote means the shoe is uneven. Not 100% sure exactly what this means. It's uneven. So then you have to straighten it. Osi lo sheva divra musan. Then you could have seven nails, and it's still not going to be a sandal hamazumer. Rebbe mati b'yud gimel. He said he could even have 13. So bishlom lo rechanina, according to rechanina, right, he said seven, hud amakir musan. Who also said seven? El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said five, Damar Kaman, who do you hold like? No one else said five. Who? The Amar, from the Harai. The other from the Harai. The Tanya, from the Harai, Omar. Hey, Mutter. Five is okay, and seven is not okay. So five, you see, five is okay. Amale, Ifal, Rababar, Ravhuna, Atun, Tamid, Rabbi Yochanan, Avid, Kerb Yochanan. You are the Tamid, Rabbi Yochanan, you are the Kerb Yochanan. Anan, us. Nevi Rabbi Chanina, we hold like Rabbi Chanina. Very good. So from now to the end of the daf, it's easy gemara about Tan L'Ham Asumar. So Barminei Rav Huna, Mer of Ashi, Chamesh Mahu. What about five nails? Is five nails good? Amalei Afilu Zayin Mutar. Even seven's good. Tesh Mai. What about nine? Amalei Afilu Ches Aser. Even eight is Aser. So Aser. Barminei Ahu Ratzana Mer of Ami. Certain shoe. What if you sew the sandals from the nails from the inside? Amalei mutter. That's totally fine. But v'lo yidan amay tamei. I'm not sure why. But I think it's mutter. Amar Ravashi v'lo yidan amay tamei. You don't know why? It's easy why. Keeping the time from yifnim. Since you tie them on the inside, havalei minol. It becomes a minol. Sandal gozer be rabbanon. Minol lo gozer be rabbanon. Rabbanon only will gozer on a sandal. Not on a shoe, it's a different thing, and therefore it's mutter. Boymine Rav Ava Bar Zavda, Merav Ava Bar Avina. Also, Kimin Kalbus Mahu. What if you made Kalbus? Kalbus are C-shaped nails. They're shaped like a sheet. They're shaped like the letter C, and you nail them into the shoe. So it's like a roundish type of metal is on the shoe. Not nails, not a cleat, not nails. It's round. It's like a letter C, and you put it into the shoe. There's a picture of it here. See it? That's what it is. So that's the story. So what about that? I'm only mutter. That's okay. Idver nami armor of Yosi bar Chanina aso kvin kalbus mutter. If you make it like that, it's mutter. Armor of Sheshes chifo kulo b'masmaros. If you put all of them with nails, kadesh lo te karka o chalto, you don't want the ground to ruin your shoes. Mutter, that's also mutter. Tani kavatid rav sheishes lo yatzi ish for sandal hamasumer. You can't go out with a sandal hamasumer. Below yati below yital mi bayis labayis. You can't go from house to house. Afilu mi mita lamita. You can't even go from room to room. Right? It's such a harsh gezeira. Is a woman allowed to wear jewelry in her house? Yes. You can't even wear this in your room. You can't wear this from the bedroom to the living room. Right?
Is that going to exclude taps?
What?
Is that going to exclude taps? Taps on the shoes? The metal taps on
the shoes? No, they're not made out of metal. No, not a problem. So you hear? When you're davening in the base living room, you can't wear them from the base kitchen to the base living room. You can't wear them. So,
they had dirt floors.
What? I know. So, but how come you're allowed to go out with jewelry that you're allowed to wear? So the who is it? The Ran says because it was a gzera for shmad, so they're more machmir about it. It was a Shmad issue. That's when the Gzer was made in the time of Shmad. You can't even wear them in the house. Forget the street. For sure, not even in the house. Okay. Now, but not Muksa. But Avmutalson also on Lakasos Bo Hakli. You can use it to cover a kli. Lismach Bo Karimita. To use it to keep up one of the legs of your bed, so it's wobbly. You can make it unwobbly. That you could do. Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon Oser. He says he can't do that. Nashru Rov Mas Marosov. If you took out most of the nails, Bimishtairubo Dalit Ohei Mutter. Four or five are left, that's okay. If four or five are left, that's okay. Rebbe Matir Ad Sheva. Rebbe allows it until you have seven. Tifahu Ba'or Mulmata. If you put leather on the bottom, Vikavalo Masmoros Mulmala, and you put the nails on the top, also Mutter. That's Mutter. Why? That's not a sign of Hamasumar. Also, Kimin Kalbus, if you put it made like a Kalbus, like the C shape. O Kimin Tath, some kind of bar. O Kimin Yeser, like a peg. O Shechifo, Kula B'Masmoros. Or, this is what you're saying, Donnie. Or you make it all completely with nails. Because the Losha de Karko Chalto, the floor shouldn't bother you, shouldn't bother the shoe. Well, that is Mutter. So what's Usher? Not so clear, right? Hagufa Akasha, one second. This all doesn't make any sense. Armar, it's the first. You took off most of the nails, which implies that even if Rove is still left, all right, I'm sorry. If I took off Rove of the nails, then even if there's many, many nails left, it's still Mutter. How many nails are left? It could be 50, as long as it's less than Rove. That's Dineshtaira Beit Tuva, that's Mutter. But Hadar Tani, then it said, Arba or Chamesh in. If you have four or five left, it's okay. But say low. But if you have more than that, it's a problem. Amr of Shesh is low cash. But
I thought Donnie was asking that. Shouldn't we be worried that the sandals are going to rip up the floor? It sounds like that's really what.
That was your kasha? No.
Kinda.
Why should we care about what you want to do with what's going to happen to your floor on Shabbos? Like what's the?
Isn't that the same because they were dragging the bench?
Spikes. If you're going to wear spikes, the floor is going to get ripped up.
So this isn't about, because it reminds you of that incident from the previous that vomit. This is about the floor.
What?
I thought it's like the shoe that was involved in that incident.
That's right. That's what it is.
Oh, not about the floor.
Yeah. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos. It's only because of that gzira. But what the Gemara, this whole daf is, yeah, but if it's not exactly the same kind of shoe, it's okay. If it's not made for the same reasons, it's okay. That's what we're talking about here. Nothing to do with that. Right? I only made it so I shouldn't ruin the floor. That's okay. It's not really a sandal hamasumer. So, Amar Sheish is low kasha. It's not a kasha. Khan, when the Mishnah said that if you have rove, if you remove rove, and then therefore you have less than rove left, even if it's more than four or five, right? It's mutter. That's where tenigmamu, where it's worn, the nails are worn down. So it's not really a sandal hamasumer. Khan, we said usser, unless you only have four or five left, that's shenekru. That's where it got uprooted, and they're not there at all. Fine. Then we said, arba chamesh mutter. If you have four or five left, it's okay. So hashta, Gemara, chamesh shari. If you have five, it's mutter. So arba baya. I need you to tell me you have. If five are good, then for sure four is good. Tosfos wonders how come sometimes the Gemara will say two numbers, like you know, when can the child eat on Yom Kippur? Until he's seven or eight, right? Well, which one is it? Seven or eight? Or the Tosfos brings down, how tall can a sukkah be? So we hold 20 amos. And Rabbi Yehuda says 40, 50 amos. Well, which one is it? Is it 40 or is it 50? And the Gemara doesn't ask, well, if it's 50 is good, so for sure 40 is good. So Tosfos says, you know why the Gemara doesn't ask in those cases? Because that's how people talk. People talk like that. How long were you waiting for the bus? I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes. Which one was it? 7 or 8. The answer is, that's how people talk. So how tall can a sukkah be? 40, 50 amos. What about 51 amos? It's also good. What about 60 amos? It's also good. Right? The Gemara tells us another case. How long can a man live with a woman with a ksuba? It's 2 or 3 years. What about 4 years? It's also good. So the Gemara doesn't ask, oh, well, if it's 40 amos, 50 amos, and 40 for sure, the Gemara doesn't ask that question. But over here, the Gemara has to ask that question. It can't mean 4 or 5 or 10 or 20. Because if you're allowed to have 10 nails, then you've undone halacha of Talmud HaMasumer. If you have as many as you want, can't mean that. Can't mean that. It must be specific. So then why don't I say 4 or 5? Which one is it, 4 or 5? If you can have 5, you can have 4. Why do you say 4 or 5? It can't mean that's how people talk. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara wants to know. That's what the Gemara says. Hashta, arba mibaya. If 5 are good, why does it say 4? Has to ask that question. Because if it means you can have as many as you want, you've undone the halacha. You can have 20 also. Amrav Chista, no. Arba besandal katan, 4 in a small one, and chamesh besandal gadol, and 5 in a big one. Rabbi Matar ad Sheva. Rabbi said you can have up to 7. I vatan Rabbi Matar ad Shal Shesrei. He said you can have 13. No, no to shiny. No, if the shoe's uneven, you need more shoes to straighten it out. That's a different story. Hash the Asus Lahachi. Now that we got that answer, Rabbi Yochanan Ami Lo Kasha. We could say the same answer for Rabbi Yochanan. No to shiny. No to different. Amar Rav Masna, Rav Mila Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Masna. In halacha Kerbalazib Rav Shimon. We don't hold like Kerbalazib Rav Shimon. Right? He said you're not allowed to move it. Right? He said you're not even allowed to move it. It's also to move. We don't hold like that. I, Pshita, Davis, we don't hold like him. Yachid Varab Malacha Karabim. He said, that's Yachid. Of course we don't hold like him. Mazatema, I would have thought, Mr. Bertime Rav Shimon Baha, well, he makes more sense. He makes more sense. He's much more right. Kamash Malan, we don't hold like him. Amar Rav Chia,
Yachid Varabim.
So maybe cause sometimes maybe his I hear you. Good question. He was so right.
That was the whole story with I forgot who it was who did all these nisim, but the Torah Lava Shemayim, he knew he was right, but it's still not the halacha.
Right, it's a good question. It's a very good question. I have to think about that. Good question. Right? Good. No one. I don't. He doesn't say anything here. It's a good question. We'll finish off one more line. Amar Rebbe Yechia, Ilav the Karli Bavloi Shari Asiri. If not for the fact they would call me the Babylonian who's matter things that are usher, I'm such a makel. Habisharina le tuva. I would even allow more nails in the sandal. I would allow that. The comma, how many would I allow? The Pumbadisa, Amrin, Asimvarba. 24. In Surya, Amrin, Esim Vitartin. And in Surya, some say he said 24. And in Surya, they say he said 22. You want to know the simon? Ad hashta the pumpadisa lasura chaser tarti, right? The ad the asi when he came from pumpadisa lasuria, he lost 2, meaning in pumpadisa he said 24 and in Surya changed it to 22. Rashi says lasura chaser dome etzel dome. What does dome etzel dome mean? That Surya and Chaser, explain Rashi, both have a Samach and a Resh next to each other. Surya and Chasar, so they sound similar. So you'll remember, oh, it's 2 less over here in Surya. He said only here 22. And over there he said 24. Okay? Good? That's it. It's a very unexciting daf today. All right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah. Nice boat, Stuart. I want to join you.